once again. My name is Rania Basuni. I am a master's student in horticulture at Oklahoma State University, and I am here today to talk to you about one part of our two-year study on the use of non-destructive sensors to assess nitrogen needs in greenhouse plants. This is my outline. We would first go over a brief introduction to my project, then we'll go over the objectives and the materials and method, followed by the results and the conclusion. As all of you know, nitrogen is a very essential element for plant growth and quality. It affects chlorophyll content, it affects leaf area and weight, and as a result, it affects the plant size as a whole. It also affects the transpiration rate. It also was found to affect flowering, seed quality, and production. Here you can see two geranium plants that are at the same growth stage. The one on the left shows poor quality and nitrogen deficiency compared to the one on the right that has been nitrogen fertilized with nitrogen. So due to the nitrogen importance in greenhouse plants, growers and scientists develop methods and approaches to monitor nitrogen in their plants. The first approach is the visual approach, where the grower would look at their plant and would detect and monitor the deficiency symptoms on the leaves. The second approach is the soil-based, where the growers would collect the leachate from their plants and measure the EC and pH. And the third approach is the plant-based approach, where you take samples of the leaves and send them to the lab for nitrogen concentration analysis. These three approaches are growing less popular, mainly because in the visual approach, by the time you detect the deficiency, it is too late to correct it. In the soil-based approach, it is both labor and time-consuming. In the plant-based approach, it is destructive when you send the samples to the lab, and it's also very expensive. So all the attention is now focused on the optical-based approach, where we use non-destructive sensing devices, which my project is focusing on. So one of the study's objective is to evaluate how well GreenSeeker handheld sensor, which measures the normalized difference in vegetation index, or NDVI for short, how well does this device correlate with nitrogen content in the leaves of the greenhouse plants, and if we could use it as an efficient tool to monitor nitrogen in our greenhouses. We start by an overlook on the sensors that we used. This is the SPAD that our previous presenter just talked about. It stands for Soil Plant Analysis Development Meter. It is a device that is easy to use. It is handheld, and it measures the optical density on two different wavelengths, at 650 nanometer and 940 nanometer. This device measures the absorbance, and it has shown some really good correlations and efficiency in measuring nitrogen content in plants. Despite its efficiency, it has a big disadvantage, which is its price. It costs $2,200. The other disadvantage for this device is that it doesn't represent the plant as a whole, so in order to get a representative value, you will have to take multiple readings and average them to get something that will tell you a value for the whole plant. Our second sensor that we used is the GreenSeeker handheld sensor. On the upper right corner, you can see the original prototype device that was developed in OSU at Oklahoma State University by our engineers. This prototype was released in 2010, and it shows some really good reviews and feedbacks correlating to nitrogen content of plants. So Trimble Company decided to commercially release this device in the market in 2012 in this form that you see in the bottom right. It is also a very easy device to use. It's non-destructive. It measures the reflectance of the canopy at 660 nanometers and 770 nanometers. The GreenSeeker sensor has shown really successful correlations in field crops like wheat and corn when it was tested, but there was very few studies done in greenhouse plants. So the best thing about this device is its cost. It only costs $495, but it also has some disadvantages. The disadvantages that we found was that it does not save the memory or the readings that you take. The second one is that sometimes it can read the background noise that is surrounding the pot, so it can, that can interfere with the NDVI reading that it measures. So the Green Seeker measures the NDVI. Here is the third sensor that we used. This device was developed or modified from the original Green Seeker that we showed in the previous slide, based on a previous study where we compared the Green Seeker to the original prototype. We noticed that the original prototype had better correlation with nitrogen content in some of the plants. We looked into this issue, and we found out that the original prototype had a narrower field of view compared to the Green Seeker that is commercially available. So in order to find like a way to mimic the original or the original prototype, we designed this hood that you could attach to the sensor, and it minimizes the field of view. We used this modified Green Seeker sensor at two heights, at 25 centimeters and 44 centimeters high. So our experiment had two parts. In the first part, we wanted to see how well our sensors correlate with the nitrogen content at different rates of nitrogen fertilizer. And in the second part, based on the NDVI and SPAD readings that we get from the SPAD, from the sensors that we use, and based on the visual qualities that we can see on the plants, we try to correct some of the deficient treatments and to improve the end quality of our products. For the fertilizer rates, we use Osmocote slow-release fertilizer on with the ratio of 15 to 9 to 12. We followed the package directions to get rates that are ranging from deficient to sufficient, so we established 5 treatments. We used 4 species, geraniums, marigolds, begonias, and zinnias, and each species had 2 cultivars. For the experiment, we had 5 treatments, as I mentioned, and each treatment was replicated 32 times with a single pot replication. The treatments and the cultivars were both assigned to the pots in a completely randomized design. The number of readings that we were taking per treatment per cultivar were 10, and we analyzed the data in SAS 9.3 using the generalized linear mixed model. So after establishment, we started taking readings using these three sensors, and we collected those readings and we also sent some leaf samples to the lab to have a reference for our correlation measuring the actual nitrogen in the leaves. After 2 weeks, we looked at the NDVI readings and at the visual qualities of our plants, and we noticed that the 10 gram over here in all of our species had the best results. So we decided in our second part to correct the deficient treatments up to the 10. So we added 10 grams to the zero treatment, and we had a treatment correction group for 0 plus 10, and we had a 5 plus 5 for the 5 grams treatment. We continued taking sensor readings for another 2 weeks and sending some leaf samples to the lab. And at the end of our experiment, we assessed the quality of our plants, measuring height, width, and the number of flowers. Here you can see the first part of our results. This is a correlation coefficient table showing a correlation between our sensors here. NDVI would be representing the Green Seeker, the regular one. The HNDVI is the hooded NDVI or the modified one with the two heights that we measured it. So this is a correlation between the sensors and the nitrogen rate that we applied and the leaf nitrogen concentration that we got back from the lab. The colored or the red cells represent the correlation, the significant results that were at 0.05. The ones that are blank are non-significant. I would like you to pay attention to the trend that goes across the weeks and also at the hooded NDVI significance. So here we have results for geranium. As you see, at the beginning, there was no significance. The significance was a little bit weak, and it grew stronger as time goes by. The hooded NDVI did not show significance in the first 3 weeks. This is the table for our begonias. Begonias showed some really poor correlations and significance throughout the experiment. I'd like you to notice that we used 2 different cultivars, and we wanted to test the response of different colors in leaves. So we used two cultivars. One of them was a bronze leaf cultivar, and the other one was green. The green had better correlation, but the overall result was not that good, and I'll explain why later on in my presentation. Those are the results for marigold. Marigold showed a better correlation as time from the first week, but also the hooded NDVI was not significant in some of the weeks. And here are the results for the zinnias. It grew stronger as time passed by, and also you can see that the hooded NDVI was not significant in some of the weeks. For part two results, you can see in the top our treatment, the correction treatments compared to their control, and we have here the 10 gram treatment which we are like we chose to correct for. So you can see the comparison up here, and down here is a graph where the black bars represent the growth index, which is the average of height and width, and the orange bars represent the numbers of flowers. What I'd like you to notice is that even though sometimes the growth index was better in the treatment correction, in the corrected treatments, number of flowers was not that affected, and some of them did make it to compare to the 10 gram, but some of them did not. Here you can see the results for marigolds and zinnias. Again, number of flowers was not really affected, but sometimes you can see an improvement in the growth index, but not really in the number of flowers. So for my conclusions, the green seeker handheld sensor correlated with bigger plant biomasses rather than smaller, because once the plant is filling up the pot, it can read the whole canopy, which gives us a better reading. When it's smaller, it can read the noise that is coming from the media surrounding the plant. Once plants start flowering and when the thesis starts, the colors of the flowers can interfere with the readings, which makes the NDVI readings to drop. In our experiment, we saw that the NDVI readings and the correlation between the nitrogen content and the readings differ from species to species and even from cultivar to cultivar within the same species. In our experiment, zinnia marigolds and geranium shows the best correlations. The SPAD correlated better with leaf nitrogen in all of them, which was better than the green seeker. The hood that we designed did not show a very good improvement in the correlation, which makes us think for further studies we should be adjusting the optics of the device and the wavelengths and their logarithmics. The treatment correction response was better in zinnia, geraniums, and begonias, where the 0+10 treatment was marginal and showed marginal improvement. Thank you. I think I have time for one question. Any questions? Yes, please.
So, did you send samples from the lab to analyze the nitrogen level?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and when you use the NDVI as the Trimble?
Yes.
So, how did you select the leaf? How did you select the leaf for analysis?
I'll repeat the question so it could be recorded. She's asking me how I selected the leaves that were sent to the lab in order to measure their nitrogen concentration. We would take two pots and we take the whole plant and send it to the leaf, so that we'll have a standardized measurements for each treatment. So we take old and new and medium the ages of the leaves. So we take the whole plant to the lab. For the NDVI readings? No, we did not, but we just we did a trend analysis and we noticed that most of the responses were quadratic. So there is a response pattern and it's not linear. All right, thank you very much.